In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaden Daniels is the starting quarterback, Danny.
Also big time.
So there's a lot to talk about from a preseason standpoint. I will let you go first on what you saw from the Commanders, Daniels' first-team offense against the Dolphins.
It just looks right. When he has the football, right? There's a calm to his demeanor. There's an effortlessness with his release. The accuracy is clearly there. Listen, this is all clean pockets. This has all been sort of, things that have been by design. This has been pretty simple stuff. Nobody's, on their fifth or sixth read, finding somebody who's, plastered and then breaking off or doing anything extra. But there's a command that he seems to have that doesn't look like a rookie. Doesn't look like a guy that's fresh in the league. It looks like someone that's got a lot more experience. And I guess he does. He played in college for long enough, and that Heisman Trophy campaign last year was incredible. But this is kind of what you expected, right? There's a glide that he has when he runs too. Like, so other guys are like Lamar Jackson, super fast, right? But he looks fast. Daniels kind of has that James Wood thing going. Someone who's that tall doesn't look like he's at full speed, but he is. Nobody's catching up with him, right?
We haven't seen him open it up yet either. I mean, he is not truly hit the NOS button yet when he's running in the open field, because that's a thing of beauty too. A couple of things. Number one, I continue to be surprised, happy with, but surprised with how much Cliff Kingsbury's showing in terms of concepts and philosophy in this preseason. We have seen now true read option where Jaden Daniels keeps the football. We saw it twice, including on that 13-yard carry around the right edge, going right to left across your TV screen in the first quarter against the Dolphins. I'm a little bit surprised by that. I didn't think we'd see the true read option from Daniels, but maybe they wanted to give him some looks and some decisions to make so they could kind of go over those in the film room. The amount of quick game I am in love with, the amount of throws being made that are predetermined before the snap, I think almost every single throw Daniels has made in this preseason has been a throw predetermined before the snap. There might be one or two if I went back that I'm not thinking of right now. I think he's 12 of 15 overall. He's been immensely accurate, where the initial read wasn't there and he just flipped his hips and threw to the other guy on the other out route on the other side of the field or whatever. But I think top of my head, every throw he's made has been, like, you could have called that in the huddle. Here's what we're doing. Because it's quick, balls out, it's very fast. And that's a really good thing that he's been decisive. I think the key to his game and what I saw in practices that had me excited, what everyone's now seeing, including me and you in these games, is how accurate he is.
Mm-hmm.
He can spin it, and he's been on the money. Not just accuracy, ball placement.
Mm-hmm.
Ball placement to me is a significant thing, big part of the game, because that's now the ability to allow you to make a play after the catch. When Terry McLaurin caught that out route down on the near sideline and then
makes
kept
the guy
going
miss. Yeah.
With the motor upfield, you're thrown into an area where you can kind of be shifty there. And he has been awesome in that regard with ball placement. So I love that. 15 preseason dropbacks. But while I hope this is going to be the way that they operate their offense when the season starts, I'm just a little surprised they've shown the no huddle so much. They've shown the tempo. Some of the stuff you'd imagine they're going to major in. When I covered this team with Shanahan and Robert Griffin in 2012, they didn't show anything they wanted to do come September. So I have to wonder, is this just all the stuff we expected them to run that they're showing, and there's actually going to be a whole nother series of looks when the season starts? Or are they just saying, screw it, everyone knows what's coming, let's make sure we run it better than
It's something I've wondered about, because I'm sitting there going, they're doing this no-huddle thing again, which I'm all in favor of, by the way. I wish these offenses, especially here in Washington, embraced it more. Because it doesn't mean you have to go with 30 seconds left on the play clock. You could still take your full 40. You can use the time, but you don't let people sub.
You're not leaving the field.
Exactly.
Fat boy.
Love it.
Out of shape, out of breath, defensive tackle, you're staying on the field.
You dictate.
I always tell the story of Kyle designing his first 25 plays that he called. Not even the script, but the actual plays that he called against the Texans at the peak of Vince Wilfork's powers. He called package after package so that Wilfork had to go on the field, off the field, on the field, off the field. And his idea was, he's going to kick our you-know-whats in the early part of the game. It's just better than our interior. We're not big enough to hold up. But by the end of the game, if he's got to run on and off because he's not in against this type of said, group.
Different sub package, yeah.
And that's what he did. For 25 straight plays, he just had to sprint back and forth from the sideline. And by the end of the game, he's on the bench getting oxygen. But that's kind of brilliant 500-level stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah. So I part of me also wonders, is this something to make defense? Now you got to prepare for that. Now you have to do something else. We'll show it. We'll do it eventually. But just so you know, we got this. Just so you know, we have tempo in our back pocket. Just so you know, we've got rate option. Just so you know, Terry McCorn is only lined up on the left-hand side pretty much every snap he's been in the game. Will he be in motion when the season starts? Will he go to the right?
I think that's why the Chiefs ran that behind the back play, which was a design play. I don't know if you saw it this weekend.
I did, yeah.
Mahomes basically a basketball pass behind his back to Kelce. You can see the way Kelce was looping around with him. That was all designed, and they made a big joke of it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just did that because now it's just one more thing that you've seen that you got to go. All right, on short yardage,
you gotta
if Mahomes
for that.
Starts
yeah.
moving this way, and they'll have other stuff off of it. Where Mahomes will start kind of bootlegging to the right. Kelce will be coming with him. And some receiver in the slot to the right will come back the other way for a toss.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, here's the behind-the-back pass. They're just showing you things that you have to add to the file. And if that's the idea for Kingsbury, I love it.
And I'm wondering that. I don't know. Obviously, he's not going to shoot up a flare gun or like wear a sign that says, I'm making defenses prepare for this. It may just be what they do. I mean, who knows what the right way to do it is. If anybody had like a 100% formula, it would just be what you did. But my gut is more towards they can't be showing exactly what they're going to do in week one, right? I mean, they couldn't possibly be doing that. And yet, here we are. We've seen more than your average bear. And it's not quite Spurrier or Osaka, but it's closer to that than it is Shanahan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's obviously going to be wrinkles and things off of a lot of what we've seen, but I think this will be their ideal offense until someone makes you do something else. Let's line up and get the ball to Jaden Daniels' hand. One of the issues, just from a statistical standpoint, and there weren't many of them, but one of those red flag areas in college as a prospect, nobody's perfect, was the amount of percentages of pressures that became sacks. When he holds the ball, he can run into oncoming defenders. You know, he turns pressures into sacks, basically. Well, you can mitigate that if he doesn't hold the ball. Now, what you're seeing in the preseason is not sustainable in this sense. Josh Norris was tweeting about this today from Underdog Fantasy. Daniels' time to throw on his 15 preseason pass attempts is 1.91 seconds. Quickest in the NFL last year was 2.36. Daniels' air yards per attempt, 5.5. Shortest in the NFL last year, 5.7. He says, plenty of focus on ball out quick, RPOs. We haven't seen a real dropback game yet. And that's kind of been my observation, too. I'd love it if you could do this for 17 games. Obviously, you can't. Eventually, there's going to have to be a more traditional dropback element to this that we just haven't seen with in-breakers and some stuff in the middle of the field. And that's going to have to come. Almost all the throws have been outside, which was his bread and butter in college. And we saw those quick outs. Mm-hmm. We've seen the deep shot to Diami. He has thrown the one ball, pushed it down the field. But for the most part, if you look at his average depth of target and how quickly the balls come out, it's just a lot of stuff that was kind of designed before the snap for the ball to get out into space. And it's how I would call an offense, to be clear. I think it's awesome. But we just haven't seen the stuff that you actually can't avoid that's going to make the difference between whether he's really good or not, the offense is really good or not. And so while I am very happy with how he looks, I think it's been an excellent first couple preseason games and an August debut. I want all these RPOs. I want the read option. I want all the stuff that they've got. I mean, there's been one attempt that came after 2.5 seconds of holding the football in two games for him. And that was, he ultimately checked it down on a 3rd and a mile. And he just made the right read. It was like, let's get off the field and live to fight another day.
Mm-hmm.
No harm, no foul. But one time he's held the ball for 2.5 seconds. And so we just have not seen that part of the game yet, which was really the part that matters the most to a lot of people as to how much he'll grow from college.
And I wanted to jump on one thing you said, because I agree. This is how I would do offense, right? Like, my philosophy would be, and again, I'm not qualified to do anything, but my philosophy would be body blows. The 4 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards at a time, positive plays, just the quick stuff, so that you finally start drawing defenses up, because they get tired of protecting their gut. They get tired of, God, another one, another, you know, 2nd and 6, another 2nd and 5. They get sick of it, and that's where your double moves come in. That's where your stutter go is. That's where your hitch and go is. That's where your, you know, maybe even your 4 verts. Whatever you want to do off of that stuff, you get people tired of having to cover up that part. That's when you go for the knockout blow. That's when you go for the Tyson uppercut. So that's what I would do, right? Whether that's running the ball, whether it's quick passes to Eckler, quick to Sinnott, quick to, you saw one to Bates over the middle because everything was looking right and Bates just sort of leaked out, was right over the middle of the field for 7-8 yards, made a nice play. That's the kind of stuff I would do until defenses got sick of it, and then I would kind of wait and try to time my shots. I'm a big believer in that, and I think you've seen the first part of that. Now the phase two part happens, because you're going to get, there's going to be a 3rd and 12 that you have to get at some point, right? Can you do that? Not many teams are great at it, but can you be good enough, maybe better than average? That's going to determine a lot.
I think you have to be really excited right now, just based on what we've seen, and maybe more importantly, what we've heard. Because it's always been my take, whatever percentages you want to assign are fine. I would probably say 75-25, but someone could tell me it's 80-20 or 70-30 or 60-40, whatever. I think that the non-on-the-field throwing, running, physical stuff is actually more important as a prerequisite to being a NFL quarterback, meaning the study that you put in, the film that you watch, the work that you're willing to do, how early you're getting there and late you're leaving and indoctrinating yourself to your teammates as a leader. You can't act like a corner or a receiver or a kicker. It's just a different thing at quarterback. And a lot of the guys that have come, I ran through the list of the starters here year by year who have come and gone, especially the young ones, they have not checked those boxes, and Jaden Daniels clearly is right now. That's number one reason to be excited. Then you've got, oh, by the way, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, who went 1-2 for a reason, who's the fastest quarterback that's come out in years as a ball carrier, and who can clearly spin it and is very, very accurate, short and intermediate, and has a great long ball. So there's tons of things to like here. I want to hear from you guys next at 800-636-1067. He looks very comfortable. How do you feel about Daniels coming out of preseason game 2, if in fact that's the last time we see him? We should also get into some of the other big storylines in that game. The kicking situation is a fiasco.
Yeah.
John Dotson wasn't able to do anything to separate himself and help himself necessarily on the wide receiver depth chart. We should talk about the defensive side of the ball as well, where the corner position still seems like an area where they need to pay some attention ahead of week 1. You're listening to G&D on the Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.